Welcome, Discovery Rangers. Today we will be exploring what's a business, discover profit, competition, and creating value for customers. Fun STEM learning for kids, educational podcast for families.
So if you spend like $5 building a neighborhood lemonade stand, right?
Okay, yeah.
And you decide to sell just 10 cups of lemonade, but for $100 each.
Oh, wow.
Are you a business genius or are you about to lose absolutely everything?
Well, you're probably going to end up with a very full pitcher of warm lemonade.
Right.
And like exactly $0 in your pocket. Because setting a price isn't just about picking a giant random number and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
It's really about cracking the code on a very specific, you know, very powerful concept.
And today's deep dive is all about cracking that exact code. We're looking at a really fascinating educational report called Business Brains, What is Profit?
Yeah, it's a great one.
It really is. It pulls together real world examples, definitions, and recent business data from like 2024 to 2026 to explain the ultimate secret behind, well, every single business in the world.
Every single one.
Exactly. And it applies to you, whether you're trying to sell handmade bracelets at recess or, you know, you're running a billion-dollar tech company. Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Before you can build any successful business, you really have to know what your ultimate goal is. We have to define this magical word, profit.
Right, and what's fascinating here is when we look through all the different kid-friendly dictionaries in the source material, like Cambridge and Kittle, one tiny word kept popping up in like every single definition.
Oh, yeah. Which word?
The word after.
After. Okay.
Yeah, profit is the money a person makes after paying for everything they spent. It isn't the money you see at the very beginning when a customer hands you a dollar bill, you know?
Right, it's not the first dollar.
Exactly. It's what is left over.
So to really visualize this, the report gives us two vital vocabulary words. The first is revenue, which is all the money you get from selling your product.
Like every single coin?
Every single coin that lands in your cash box. Yep. And the second word is expense. An expense is the money you had to spend to make the product in the first place.
Right.
Think of profit like Halloween candy.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Right. So when you go trick-or-treating, you walk door to door and collect a massive mountain of candy in your bag.
Got the best part.
Exactly. That total mountain of candy. That is your revenue. It's everything you brought in.
Okay.
But when you get home, maybe your parents have a rule where you have to give them a few of your best chocolate bars as a candy tax.
Which is a very real operating cost for a kid.
Right. You have to pay the tax for them walking you around the neighborhood in the dark.
Yep.
So the candy you are forced to give away to your parents, those are your expenses, is what it costs you to do the job. You just can't avoid it.
That makes total sense.
So the candy that is actually left in your bag at the end of the night.
The good stuff.
The candy you get to keep, hide under your bed, and eat, that is your profit.
The candy tax is actually the perfect way to look at expenses because it shows that profit is simply the reward for your effort.
Yeah.
But, you know, we should also mention that profit isn't always about physical money or chocolate bars.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Is profit always just about money or can it be something else?
Well, the DinoSearch Kids Dictionary points out that the verb form, you know, to profit can simply mean to derive a benefit from.
Meaning you just get a useful result out of a situation.
Exactly. I mean, your profit could be learning a brand new skill. It could be trading a toy you don't play with anymore for a book you really want to read.
Oh, I see.
You gave up something you didn't need and you gained something you value more, so you profited. Across all these sources, the core concept is just that profit is the extra that makes whatever hard work you just did totally worth doing.
Okay, so we know profit is the extra leftover. But how do we actually find out if we have any?
Well,
I mean, we need to put this to a real world test, like with basic math. How do we measure it?
We use the golden formula. I mean, this is basically the blueprint for every business on earth. Profit equals revenue minus expenses.
Profit equals revenue minus expenses. Okay, let's walk through a step-by-step example from the text using that classic neighborhood lemonade stand.
Sounds good.
Imagine you're setting up a stand this Saturday. You don't just magically have lemonade, right? You have to build it.
Right. You need ingredients.
Exactly. You go to the grocery store. You buy 5 lemons, which cost $2. You buy a bag of sugar for $1. You grab 20 paper cups for $1.50.
Okay. I'm tracking.
And you buy some poster paper and markers to make a bright sign, which costs 50 cents.
So if we add all those costs up, right, the lemons, sugar, cups, and the sign, your total expenses are exactly $5.
$5.
Yeah, and you haven't even squeezed a single lemon or poured a single drink yet, and your pocket is already $5 lighter. That money has exited your business.
Okay, so now you open your stand, the sun is shining, your neighbors are super thirsty, you sell 10 cups of lemonade, and you are charging $1 for each cup.
Nice.
You collect a $1 bill 10 times. That means your revenue is $10.
Yep.
We plug that into the golden formula. Revenue minus expenses. $10 minus $5 equals $5. You have a profit of $5.
Exactly. You started the day with $5, you spent it, and then you ended the day with your original $5 back in your pocket, plus an extra $5 to keep.
Which is awesome.
It is. But, you know, the text warns us that running this formula doesn't always end with a high five. There are actually three possible outcomes.
Right. So the first is profit. That's a positive number. Good news.
Yep, that's the goal.
But the second outcome is called a loss. That happens when your expenses are bigger than your revenue, so you end up with, like, negative money.
Which hurts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say you spent that $5 on supplies, but then it started pouring rain all afternoon. You only sold 2 cups for $1 each. Your revenue is only $2. So 2 minus 5 leaves you at negative 3. You lost $3.
Which brings us to the third outcome. Let's say you spent your $5, but you only sold exactly 5 cups of lemonade for $5.
Okay.
5 minus 5 is 0. We call that breaking even.
That just sounds exhausting. I mean, you worked all day in the hot sun, you mixed the lemonade, yelled at cars to stop.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, you have the exact same $5 you started with. You basically just worked all day for free.
Basically, yeah. I mean, breaking even means you didn't lose money, which is good, but you didn't gain anything either.
Right.
It really highlights why profit is so necessary. Like, profit is the energy that makes the work sustainable.
Which brings me back to the idea I had at the very beginning of this deep dive.
The $100 lemonade.
Yes. Wait. If the golden formula is just revenue minus expenses, and I want the biggest profit possible, why don't I just charge $100 for a single cup of lemonade? I spend $5 on supplies. I sell 1 cup to my neighbor for $100. My profit is $95. It's huge.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the patch there is that businesses require customers.
Right.
If you tape a giant $100 sign to your little paper cup of lemonade, your neighbors are just going to, like, walk past your house and drink water from their kitchen sink for free.
So my revenue wouldn't be $100. It would just be 0.
Exactly. And 0 revenue minus your $5 in expenses is a $5 loss.
Ouch.
Yeah. Calculating profit isn't a magical math trick where you just make up numbers on paper. It's about finding a price that feels fair to the customer, but still leaves a little bit of extra for you.
Okay, so the math makes total sense for $5 on the sidewalk. But what happens when we zoom out?
What do you mean?
Do giant tech companies making smartphones and video games use this exact same simple formula?
They actually do. But, you know, as a business scales up, the vocabulary gets a few extra layers.
What?
The report breaks it down into 3 types of profit: gross profit, net profit, and pure profit.
All right, let's stick to the lemonade stand for a second before we jump to Silicon Valley. What is gross profit for our sidewalk business?
So gross profit is your revenue minus just the direct cost of the goods you sold.
Okay.
So literally just the cost of the physical lemons, the sugar, and the cups.
If that's gross profit, what is net profit?
Net profit subtracts all the hidden expenses.
Hidden expenses? Like what?
Well, imagine you accidentally drop your mom's favorite glass pitcher on the sidewalk and it shatters.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you have to buy her a new one for $10. Mm-hmm. Or maybe your little brother starts crying, so you have to pay him 50 cents to sit quietly and hold the sign.
Right, okay.
Those aren't lemons or sugar, but they are expenses you suddenly have to pay just to keep the business running. Net profit is what's left after those hidden operating costs.
Oh, I see. And then pure profit is the true final amount kept after absolutely every single tiny cost, like even taxes, is removed.
Exactly.
To put this massive scale into perspective, the report mentions Apple Inc. In 2025, they reported a net profit of $94 billion.
Billion with a B.
That is their extra money. After paying for millions of glass screens, microchips, huge retail stores in every mall, shipping boxes around the world, and paying thousands of employees.
It's wild.
$94 billion in net profit.
It's a staggering number. But whether you are running Apple or, you know, selling lemonade on the corner, there's another crucial vocabulary word that connects them both, and that's margin.
Yeah, I saw margin in the source material, and it looked like it was just a percentage of the profit. But why does the percentage matter more than the raw dollar amount?
Well, margin tells you how much of every single dollar you take in is actually yours to keep.
Okay.
For most small businesses in the real world, like a local bakery or a bookstore, profit margins usually range from like 5% to 20%.
That seems kind of low.
It is. That means for every $10 they collect from customers, they might only keep $1 or $2 as actual profit. The rest goes to paying their expenses.
Here's where it gets really interesting. We were looking at some business data for 2025 from Passive, and it turns out a neighborhood lemonade stand can aim for a 60% to 80% margin.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is an insane difference.
It's a huge advantage. I mean, why do you think a kid's lemonade stand gets to keep 80 cents of every dollar while a real bakery only keeps 20 cents?
Because kids have an unfair advantage.
They really do.
I mean, you don't have to pay rent for the sidewalk. You aren't paying a monthly electric bill to keep the neighborhood sun shining.
Nope.
You don't have to buy expensive television commercials. Heck, your parents are probably quietly covering the cost of the folding table and the ice from the freezer.
Oh, for sure.
Your hidden expenses are practically zero, which means your margin stays huge.
But this raises an important question. Imagine what happens when that kid grows up and decides to buy a real lemonade food truck.
Oh, yeah. Everything changes.
Suddenly, those hidden expenses appear. You have to buy gas for the truck. You have to pay for insurance in case you get into an accident.
Right.
You have to pay for a permit to park in the city. If you aren't paying attention to the difference between your gross profit, you know, just the lemons, and your net profit, like the gas and insurance.
Your margin shrinks.
Exactly. That amazing 80% margin will just vanish overnight, and you'll be operating at a loss without even realizing it.
Wow. We've gone from the sidewalk all the way to billions of dollars, and we totally understand the math. But this brings up the biggest question of all.
What's that?
What is the actual point of holding on to all this extra money? Like, once you calculate your profit, what do you do with it?
Well, the report outlines four major functions of profit. It keeps a business alive, it shows success, it funds growth, and it teaches responsibility.
Okay.
And there's a story in the research that perfectly captures, like, all four of these at once.
Oh, you're talking about the 2023 study by Mom Trends.
Yes, that's the one.
There was a family in New York whose kids set up a lemonade stand. And they didn't just make $5. They hustled for 2.5 hours and brought in $173.46 in pure profit.
Which is an incredibly successful afternoon.
Right. But the fascinating part is how they used it. They didn't just take that $173 and run to the toy store to buy video games.
Right.
First, they kept a little bit of the money to buy better supplies for their next stand.
And that's the growth function. I mean, profit keeps the engine running so the business survives until tomorrow.
Yeah.
It also proves that their neighbors actually liked the lemonade. I mean, if the recipe was terrible, no one would have bought a second cup and they wouldn't have made $173.
That's true.
That profit is basically mathematical proof of their success.
So what does this all mean? Because then they took $120 of their profit and donated it to charity.
They did.
Which kind of blew my mind when I read it.
Yeah.
If the whole goal of a business, you know, the entire reason we use that golden formula is to generate profit, isn't giving it away to charity totally defeating the purpose?
Right.
I mean, why work so hard in the sun just to hand the extra away?
See, this gets to the deepest lesson of our entire deep dive. Profit isn't just about hoarding coins in a giant vault like a cartoon character.
Right.
Earning a profit gives you the power to make choices.
The power to make choices.
Think about it. When your business operates at a loss or you're barely breaking even, you don't have any choices.
Because you're just surviving.
Exactly. You're panicked. Mm. You're just trying to pay for tomorrow's lemons. But when you have a healthy profit, you can breathe. You suddenly have the power to decide what kind of impact you want to make on the world.
Oh, wow.
Those kids in New York used their profit to experience the joy of building something that worked. And then they chose to experience the responsibility of helping others. Profit is just a tool. It's really up to you how you build with it.
I love that perspective. If you are listening to this and want to start practicing how to use that tool, the Biz Kids K-5 lesson plan in our report has some amazing ways to try this out right at home or in your classroom.
Yeah, they're super fun. And you don't even need real lemons to start.
Yeah.
You can play profit match card games where you draw a cost card and a selling price card and like race to see if you created a profit or a loss.
You can also use a lemonade stand spreadsheet on Google Sheets. You just type in your pretend numbers for cups and sugar and watch the computer do the magic of calculating your margin. It's an awesome way to combine technology and math.
Or you can set up a role play market in your living room using fake money to buy and sell toys with your family and figure out who ended the day with the highest net profit.
My favorite activity in the report is writing a profit story.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, you write a short story about a character who starts a business, earns a massive profit, and then has to make a huge decision about what to do with that extra money. Do they build a spaceship? Do they use it to clean up a local park?
Right.
When you write that story, you're actually training your brain to think like a real CEO.
Because you're practicing that power of choice.
Exactly. This has been such a fun journey. Let's do a quick, energetic recap for everyone listening.
Let's do it.
Profit is the extra money left over after you pay for everything you needed.
Just remember the golden rule, the formula that powers everything from your neighborhood sidewalk to the biggest tech companies in the world. Profit equals revenue minus expenses.
Revenue is what comes in. Expenses are what exit your pocket. If your answer is a positive number, you have a profit.
Right.
If it's negative, you have a loss. And knowing how to find that profit helps your business stay alive, grow, and maybe even do some good things in the world.
Before we go, we want to leave you with one final thought to ponder. Something that wasn't directly answered in our research today, but is a brilliant puzzle for a growing business brain.
Ooh, a puzzle.
We know that profit is the reward for running a business. But what happens when a business decides that making the absolute best quality product is more important than making the most profit?
Well, that's interesting.
Can a business still be considered successful if its profit margin is way lower simply because it chooses to treat its workers better or, you know, buy the most expensive, highest quality ingredients?
It's a delicate balance. I mean, if you squeeze every penny out of your expenses to make your margin bigger, maybe your lemonade doesn't taste very good anymore. And your revenue drops to zero anyway. Think about that the next time you buy or sell a cup of lemonade. Remember, whether it's a small folding table on your street or a giant company making billions of dollars, the mystery of business isn't really a mystery at all.
Not at all.
It all boils down to that one simple math trick. Stay curious, keep calculating, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.
Thanks for listening, Discovery Rangers. If you enjoyed this, please ask Mum or Dad to play another episode for you.